Catherine Tulich is in Los Angeles again for us at WSFM to talk about brand new movies this week, and there's no other movie worth talking about almost than the brand new Pirates of the Caribbean, Catherine.
Yes, number 5. And I have to say, it really is as good as the first one. If you loved the first Pirates of the Caribbean and then got a little lost on the way with the storylines up till now, this one really redeems the franchise. It was so good, and I've seen it twice now. I saw it originally in 2D, and then I saw it at the premiere in 3D, and I really recommend seeing it in 3D if you can. They really use it to great effect. But this brings back some of the old faces like Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, and it has a fantastic backstory for one of my favorite characters, Barbossa, played brilliantly by Jeffrey Rush. I mean, I even got a little bit teary with some of the scenes with him. He was so good, and I actually got a chance to talk to Jeffrey, who's always wonderful to speak to, and this is what he told me.
You know, I was surprised from the first film, Curse of the Black Pearl, that Disney let us be so dirty and pox-ridden, you know. And then on the other side of it, you know, there's part of the pirate literature or fantasy of the supernatural being involved, you know. So we've had over the franchise, you know, the fear of going off the edge of the world, or mermaids that look beautiful but are in fact feral and very dangerous. And now we've got zombie sharks
that
make people scream.
That's very cool.
That's a good 3D moment.
Yeah. I love Barbarossa in this because there's so much, without revealing too much of the story, but there's such an emotional backstory, and you have some really... nearly cried in one of the scenes.
God.
I really did. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear. No, yeah. For a crusty guy who really needs a lot of moisturizer, for starters, and a toothbrush wouldn't hurt. You know, imaginatively, I've always worked on his vanity and his narcissism and his superiority with language, and he's always dressed, it's mutton dressed as lamb, and particularly now that he's wealthy, it's a kind of bit Hussein, bit Trump kind of level of bling.
How much of a pleasure was it that this film was shot in Australia and actually shows a lot of beautiful locations?
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Great for me. I mean, on the, you know, we've shot the first three films, we were kind of in the Caribbean in St. Vincent. That's a 35-hour hike from Melbourne. So I associate performing Barbossa with jet lag, you know. That was out of the equation.
So, Catherine, this movie is number 5. Does it feel like there's a full stop at the end of this story, like they can't go on any further?
Well, it feels that way. I guess you never know in movie land when another sequel will come along. But this really does wrap up the story very nicely with some of the earlier characters coming back. And I think this would be a nice goodbye to the Pirates of the Caribbean. It is so well done, and it's a great ride from beginning to end. And also the bonus is it was shot primarily in Australia, and there's some beautiful scenery from Queensland in there and other areas. It's just stunning.
There is another film that's opening today called The Promise. This is a Christian Bale movie set in the final years of the Ottoman Empire, so it's a period piece. But it's a good story by all accounts, but the soundtrack is equally as good and features the late Chris Cornell.
Yeah, sadly, this is Chris Cornell's last solo recording. He really wanted to do the film. He felt that he connected with the film because his wife is Greek, not Armenian, but he felt that, you know, they had suffered through the genocide as well. So he really wanted to write the end title song for The Promise. So sadly, yes, he's one of the last works we'll hear from Chris Cornell.
Now, before I let you go, Friday afternoon our time will be Thursday night in downtown Los Angeles, and you're off to see Midnight Oil, you lucky cow.
I know, I can't wait. I know they did a warm-up gig at Selena's, but I guess they still haven't come back to do all their big shows in Australia. They're over here in the States doing shows, and I'm getting to see them at the Wilton, which is a pretty small venue, and I can't wait to see them there. I think it'll be dynamite.
Maybe we'll get a concert review from you next week.
I would love to do that.
All right. Enjoy the rock and roll and have a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week to talk about more new movies at WSFM.
Great. Thank you.